HIV Hour is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.
Yay! Happy Pride!
Happy Pride, everyone!
This is a great intro for Pride, wasn't it?
Was that was yeah, your? Yeah. Hello, everyone. This is the HIV Hour on 97.2 FM and RadioReview.com. Welcome to our Pride show.
Yay!
Yay!
So, in the studio, we have going around. We have Stephen.
Hello, everybody.
And the lovely. What's your name again?
David.
Hello,
everyone. David. Nice to be back in the studio again, and nice to have Stephen with us.
It is. It's great. Yeah, it's brilliant. Unfortunately, Sue and the other Philip and Tony couldn't make it today, but
us three.
Yeah, we send them out.
Yeah.
Off, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, can't fit many more in the studio. To be fair,
no.
No.
In the broom cupboard. The
tight squeeze.
HIV Towers.
HIV
Hour Towers.
So, yeah, that was your track for Pride, wasn't it, Stephen?
It was. I thought it's a good one to get you up dancing.
Yeah. And that was Loreen, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Euphoria. How are you all? Let's go around the room. David.
Okay, going this way around. Okay, yes. I'm lovely. It's been lovely to have some nice weather finally. I've just had some time off after the build up to Zero HIV Stigma Day, which was a great success throughout across the city and nationally and internationally as well. So yeah, it'd be nice to just recharge my batteries a bit, ready for a wonderful Pride weekend.
Yeah, it's gearing up now, isn't it? So we've got hopefully the weather's going to be all right anyway. I think fingers crossed. And yourself, Stephen?
Yep, I am good. I am here just overnight. Was doing something last night and busy. You know, my show is kicking off in a month.
We'll tell you that's
a lot going on there. But it's nice to be in Brighton. It's nice to be talking about Pride because obviously in London we've had Pride.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's a distant memory. London,
So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that after the next song. Yeah. But I'm okay. Thank you.
We were asking. Josh.
My friend Kevin listened to our show last time because you had to ask yourself how you were.
None of us bother.
No, but I'm all right, thanks. Yeah. Gearing up for a busy weekend, so I've got a few gigs, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing the Pride Radio Reverb show on Saturday, but obviously I'll explain that later.
Yeah. Oh, you're keeping them all in suspense, aren't
you?
Yeah,
suspenders.
Yeah.
Should we have another song?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on then.
So this is from Tony's request. It's Go West and Pet Shop Boys.
Oh.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour. This is our Pride show, and we're on RadioReverb.com on 97.2 FM in the Brighton area and DAB Plus Radio. We're really proud, and this is a Pride show after all, to be funded by the Brighton Rainbow Fund, and we're also proud to be sponsored by Jack Russell Technologies.
Yes, great. So good. And we want to thank them,
It's
a good time to thank
And thank all the supporters, because we are a charity radio station after all. That's why you don't have any adverts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, apart from
me. apart from me, Stephen, and advertising.
Yeah. So, well, it's news, not adverts.
No, it's to do with HIV.
Yeah, it is.
It's to do with our journey.
Yeah,
of course.
Indeed.
So we're just going to go over what we did last, because there was quite a few things on last week, and you did something last night, didn't you, Stephen, in Brighton. Should we go? So we went, so it was Stigma, HIV, so I'll get this right.
I always do this as well.
So Zero HIV Stigma Day last week.
That's right, 21st of July, every year.
And we were there, weren't we?
We were there, yeah. And then our portraits for the project that we're all in, actually, the More to Me Than HIV, we were making an exhibition of ourselves
like
in the
do.
Library in the week preceding. And actually, I was lucky enough to be in the library when it was Trans Pride Day in Brighton and Hove.
Yeah, that was last week. That was last
and
Saturday
we had Liz, of course, who is a trans feminine that was on the show last time.
Yeah.
And it was lovely to meet her. And it, was quite moving to see a trans pride, because I've been to one before, but the first time I've been to where they all sort of assemble and before they go off on their
march.
What was
that? It was a nice atmosphere.
It was good, yeah, and the weather was good for them as well. Yeah, yeah, and everybody in all their sort of in the full rainbow spectrum
glory.
Colours, and yeah, it was amazing. It really was amazing.
Do you have a trans pride in London?
I think we do. I think it was yesterday. I saw something online, so I think it was yesterday, so I'm hoping that went well.
Yeah. And so, because you had your More to Me exhibition, which was part of the Zero.
Yeah, so that's and then in the square there's some speakers, and then we told the world publicly about us. No, not on the radio.
What, me and you?
So yourself and Sue and myself did a little speech, didn't we? And we've done recording of that, so hopefully we can make that into a podcast
at some point
and let people listen to us telling you all about us.
Yeah. No, no, it was good because it was like the Brighton Rainbow Choir. It was the Brighton
Rainbow Chorus.
Rainbow Chorus, yeah. And then that was good. And then we had, it was great.
Had speakers from Lunch Positive. Gary Partridge, who's been on the show a lot. Eileen Nixon, who's been on the show. She came on last year for the Zero HIV Stigma Day. There's a fantastic speaker called, was it Louise from Positive Tissues, Positive Voices?
She
told her story in terms of like a once upon a time,
it was good.
Kind of story. So yeah, it's going to be an annual event in this city, I'm sure, for the foreseeable future. And the event's not just happening in Jubilee Square outside the library, but across the city. So schools, faith organisations. I know a church minister was in touch with me and was sharing some of the Mortimer portraits with the congregation about the importance of having zero HIV stigma.
It's so. Do you think it's such a important thing, isn't it, Stephen? Doing these days, isn't it?
Yeah, we did the Joyful Noise Choir. That's the HIV positive choir that in London. We did a video.
I saw that.
And that was lovely, you know, because it was giving us a chance to celebrate the day as well, you know. So, but it is important because obviously, zero HIV stigma, you know, is something that we are always fighting for and always trying to, you know, so to have a day where, you know, where we can celebrate, you know, as well as get our stories out there is very important.
And it's very different to World AIDS Day, isn't it?
It's a different vibe, isn't it? Yeah.
Positive life and lifestyles, isn't it? So where can people see this video that you did with
Joyful
Noise?
So the video online is NAS, so it's NAS Project. So if you go online and search for NAS Project, it's on their website. Mm-hmm. It's also on YouTube.
It was really good fun. I loved it.
It
was
nice.
Really happy and
joyful.
Joyful.
Joyful, yes.
Is what it says on the tin.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
So you think how impactful these kind of things that we sort of need it, don't we, around the world? It's around the world, isn't it?
It's a global event. Last year was the first one, and it was actually sort of instigated by NAS Project and another charity or two, perhaps.
Not sure.
In America, but certainly in this country, it was driven by the NAS Project.
Right.
And the day was chosen because it was Prudence Mabele's birthday. It was a very prominent and very not. I wouldn't say proud. Yeah, proud to be living with HIV. Although it's difficult to say you're proud to have a disease, but she wasn't ashamed to be living with HIV, and she sort of stuck her head above the parapet and said, "Look, I am who I am." And
sounds like another song.
That's like
a song, intro.
So the opposite of being ashamed is being proud, isn't it? Yeah. So this is the Pride show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not ashamed to be living with HIV because there shouldn't be any shame attached to it.
Yeah.
But it is odd saying that I'm proud to be positive, but I suppose in a way I am.
Mm. But for me, since I became positive, which was 20 odd years ago now, it opened me up to look at myself and to start to just look into the things that I didn't like about myself. And so, in a way, it's learning to be proud of the journey.
Yeah, know, yeah. It could be a real catalyst for change, can't it?
And I think a lot of people feel that.
Yeah. And I know people that say it's the best thing that's ever happened to them, and that's
I know it sounds weird,
and it is a very strange concept to get your head around, and it is best avoided if you can get HIV, it's best avoided, but and also it's an opportunity, isn't it? If you turn every threat into an opportunity, then it's no longer a threat.
Make lemonade out of your lemons,
That's it.
Should we do that later? I've got some in my bag, those carry lemons. So, Stephen, you went to something really amazing last night. You and Sue did something for THT, wasn't it?
Tell
us about that.
Yeah, it was a two-night event called Put a Ring on It, and it was by the Brighton Gay Men's Chorus, and they were just fabulous. I've never seen them perform before, so they were amazing. And Sue went and spoke on the Friday night, and I went and spoke last night. And it was so lovely to see people so proud of love. It was very much centered around couples and about marriage and about pride of who you're with so it was a lovely event and lots of great performances I enjoyed it, lots of fun, and they took it was great getting up and speaking at an event that felt so proud, you know, and there was a lot of love in the room, so it was great. Mm.
So that's Positive Voices, isn't it? Just to tell listeners.
Yeah, so Positive Voices, we were asked by Brighton Gens Gay Men's Chorus to go and speak because they were supporting us this year. They support different charities for each event that they have. And Positive Voices, which is the THT, Terence Higgins Trust, we go out into schools and everywhere and just tell our story and just try and open people's eyes up to what HIV is now and the changes that have been made. So it was great to be able to get up and share my story with them because there was a lot of people in that audience who had been through the 80s and had loved and lost. And there were quite a few people that came up and said, it's lovely to hear how you're living well with HIV. So,
I think that's what it's about now, isn't it? Future's just telling that story, isn't it? Living well with HIV.
Yeah, and then there are constant new advances in treatment. I don't want to share your medical information.
Share my bottom.
You can share your information yourself. You've done something that Josh has had a go at.
Yeah, so I went on to... not that. I went on to the injectables about 4 months ago.
Right.
And... I found it pretty easy. I know people have different experiences, but I found it pretty easy. It's great to have two less tablets to take every night, you know, because I take other tablets. So it's nice to, you know, have that massive tablets go down a bit. And yes, it's two injections, one in each kind of higher up on your hip. They're a bit uncomfortable for a few seconds.
One of them's stronger than the other, isn't it?
Yeah, one of them's thicker, apparently. It takes a bit longer to...
That's the one that you have to
squeeze in.
So that's me on injectables now, so that's great. Because it's one less thing to think about, I think taking my HIV medication, not now, but in... you know, the first couple of years, it was a constant reminder, you know, I'm living with HIV, I've got, you know. Now, of course, I'm just like, hit me up every 2 months.
It's interesting going back, so I've gone back onto tablets, and it's interesting because it's like, oh, I've got to take tablets again. Even though I'm still taking other tablets, it is interesting. But, I think it's good because it's going to be they're doing trials for a 6 month one, aren't they? I'd be probably good. I think for me, the reason why I came off it was I was having pancreatic issues.
Yeah.
And I think that just overseeded.
Yes.
So I realised that I had that before.
Yeah.
I think I had that before when I went on the injectables. I probably would consider going back on them again, actually.
Yeah. If they came up with a 6 month.
Probably, yeah. But then.
But that was one of the first formulations to come out, wasn't it, for an injectable treatment? So, I mean, in a year, 2 years' time, there's going to be a greater combination of drugs you can try that may not conflict with other medications. Yeah. The half-life might be better in your system, and
there's
all
those
different factors. So, it's like adopting any new technology, whether it's VHS or Betamax.
Yeah,
one's going to win over
DVD.
Another, isn't it? DVD
yeah.
or CDs yeah. or Blu-ray, or it's all 4K now. It's like, wow.
Mm. And everyone's different. Everyone's
different.
And I think hearing good stories and positive stories is great about the industry. So anyway, I'll pass the
bottom to another.
The bottom baton onto you now. Then.
Yes, thank you, Josh. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So we have to have an update about your bottom.
We'll talk about my bottom instead of yours now.
Yeah, every couple of weeks.
So. How's Stephen's bottom?
Anyway, I think that's time for a song now.
Another song, I think so.
So this is Sugar Babes and My Love Is Pink.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM DAB and on our wonderful podcast.
Yes, we launched, haven't we?
And yes, we have. So if you want further details of where we're at on a sort of a podcast and listen again, it's all on our web page, isn't it?
Yes, which is
HIVhour.org. UK.
Yes, fabulous.
Simple.
Please check us out, actually, because we're doing a soft opening, aren't we? A soft
launch.
Where my brain is today. we're doing a soft launch.
Yes.
And so we're going to start to filled everything up. We stopped putting flyers and our posters everywhere.
Yeah, so if you know a venue which would like to take some flyers and posters, please do get in touch. And our email address is info@hivhour.org.uk, and we'll quite happily send you some posters and flyers.
Yes.
So that was Pink. My Love Is Pink. No, that was not Pink.
Sugar Babes.
Got Pink in the Mind.
Pink in the Mind, yes. So Pride. Happy Pride, everyone.
Yes.
Happy Pride indeed.
Yes. So let's just talk about, just have a chat about Pride and how we first started to go.
So Josh, what was your first Pride event, you can remember?
I think it was, it might have been the Brighton one down here, where it was in what's it called?
Queen's Park? No, just the Level.
The Level,
just by the studio. Yes, that was a good one.
What year was that? Between
them? Oh, that was about 95, 96.
Actually, no, I'd been up to London first, so I'd been to Brockwell Park, which was, I used to love it. Getting on the train and then going off and everyone's just walking towards Brockwell Park.
A sea of heads.
Yeah, it was amazing, really. And just getting there and not knowing where you are at the end of the day.
I'm wondering how you got home.
Who you are. And
where you are. You are.
You start off so full of joy.
Yeah.
Then the end is like, I just want to get home. But you had a good time. That's the best.
Good.
How about you?
So my first Pride, I think my first Pride actually was a London Pride, and that was in Brockwell Park. I remember that was the year Labby Siffre came out on stage and he went, "Something Inside So Strong." So that was a really sort of proud moment for everybody, because it's for a pop star of the time to come out. There were obviously gay pop stars who were out, like Boy George and Jim Savile, but Labby Siffre was a bit of a surprise. But I remember marching to Brockwell Park, and it was a much smaller thing. There was no floats, it was just a walking... I wouldn't say it was a parade, it was more of a protest march. It was definitely more of a protest movement back in the day, so this would be late 80s. We were more scared of the police beating us up, because it was around the time when the tabloid press was really, really anti-gay. The chief constable of Manchester was saying, we're all in a cesspool of our own making, and some of the other tabloids were saying, "Oh, put us on an island and just let us drown or starve to death." Now, this was in the papers. And then my last Pride that I went to in London, the police were marching at the head of the parade in uniform, and I cried. Aww. I really did to see how, and it was a moment of sheer pride for me as well. Yeah,
it just makes you feel when that happens. When I watch the parade in Brighton and you see the police coming through, it just makes you feel. I don't know. It gives you a joyous feeling.
Yeah. So you do Brighton and London Pride, do you, Stephen?
No, I tend to not get down for Brighton that often anymore, which is a shame, because I do love coming here. I love Brighton, but my first one was 1993. Mm-hmm. Glasgow.
Wow.
A little gay boy in Glasgow. My first Pride. And it was funny because I came out, I didn't have a soft launch. I came out big time. I came out at 21 and got a job in a gay pub straight away. It was a gay nightclub called Bennett's that used to be.
Oh, I love Bennett's.
Yeah, it used to be one of the big clubs in Bennett's and in Glasgow. And so Pride was, it's funny how different, how I wasn't very proud then. I enjoyed the party, I enjoyed the fun, but I realise now how proud I am and how different it was then. I was scared. It was 93. It was still wasn't looked on in a positive way. So, but it was nice because I used to be out for the Pride in the afternoon and then be in the club at night because I was working. So it was always a great vibe because all the customers knew you and, it was just, it was a great night for tips, because, it was just, everybody was on such a high. And, you always had fun. We always had so much fun behind the bar, that was me many moons ago. Yeah.
So do you think it's changed a lot now? Do you think it's become more...
It's more of a celebration now than a protest, isn't it, I think? I mean, I know Manchester calls its celebrations Mardi Gras now, because it is more carnival-esque. But it's nice to see before the festivities began in Brighton, there were sort of flags all the way through town on the main thoroughfares saying, look, no, it's still illegal in so many countries and gay marriage is only available in this many countries, mm-hmm. and there's still so much work to happen internationally. I just wondered, was Scotland ahead of the England in terms of civil partnerships and equality like that?
I don't know, David. Right, I don't know.
I'm not so sure. I think Scotland might have, I might have beaten this to it a little bit.
Right.
I think their government was slightly more progressive than ours. I went to a gay wedding recently, and the celebrant there mentioned that it wasn't until 2003 that we had civil partnerships, and it wasn't until 2014 or 2013 that we had gay marriages. Well, so it's only 10 years ago.
No.
It's only 10 years ago.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there'll be possibly children from those early gay marriages that still haven't left school yet.
I think a lot of it is about us, isn't it? About how we, how proud we were then to how proud we are now. Mm. Changes the whole pride thing for us as well. Because, being scared about being out on Pride Days, you know, I remember that in Glasgow, you know, because there was so many people that weren't accepting.
Yes.
Now I think we're in such a different space, aren't we? That we're like, this is us. You either like it or you don't. You know.
But do you think we've lost the message that of, you know, like you said, it was you, David. It was a march to start with, and but now is it more of a festival kind of? I think.
I think we should be proud and celebrate how far we've come. Yeah. But there's still so much work to do. There is still prejudice in different forms, even within the UK, even, you know, we think ourselves, everything's done now, but it isn't. There's still, you know, I still look around before I'll hold hands with my partner in the street.
Yeah.
I'll look ahead and I'll look behind me.
Yeah. And that's isn't it?
I remember Panty Bliss did an amazing talk on TED.
Oh, I saw that.
About how, you know, I had to judge whether or not it's safe to hold hands or kiss. Yeah. Something that so many people, or the majority of people, take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing overtly sexual about holding hands, or it's not about. So sexuality is not about sex. Mm. It's a completely different thing, isn't it?
But you see lads who like holding hands and cuddling each other who are just homosexual and they just walk down the street. But it's that internal.
Yeah.
Homophobia.
Constantly
in your
checking.
Head
yeah. Thinking, is it safe?
And there are so many, you know. I say about us being proud, but there are so many places where it's still not acceptable, as you say. And there are so many people that there are people maybe listening to our show who could never imagine that in the area or the town or the city that they live in that they could do it. Yeah. So that's why pride is always important, isn't it? Yeah. You know, we need to be marching and telling those stories as well, you know.
And there are so many little prides everywhere. Mm-hmm. I was really pleased. I went home in June. To my hometown to see my dad, my hometown of Thetford in Norfolk. Big shout out to the gays in Thetford. Had their first ever Pride.
Thetford Pride.
Yeah. So I think it's in June. I can't remember the date. I missed it, unfortunately. But just you know, I felt scared. My nearest place where I could meet other men was in Norwich or Cambridge. Mm-hmm. Those are the two nearest cities. But in my hometown, nothing like existed. So if you are living, if you are from a small town and there's a Pride event happening in the AU, go and support it and get your friends and your queer allies along to support it as well. And
I'm waiting for the Burnley Pride.
Burnley Pride. Have they had one? So everyone in Burnley, come on, have a Pride
Burnley
next
Pride.
Year
Burnley
if you haven't
Pride.
Already had one.
Pendle Pride.
And if you have got one, invite Josh up.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll DJ.
I'm DJ, yeah.
He'll be Pride Queen.
Yes.
You try for a song, don't you? This is a bit of, is that Barry Manilow?
I do.
A bit of Copacabana.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a good summary song.
It is. Yeah.
You got your maracas out, Steve?
I've got my maracas out. How great was that? Good bit of Barry Manilow. Yeah, next to your lemons.
Yeah, my lemons and my maracas.
We have props here.
That was a very butch song, Copacabana, for Pride. Happy Pride, everyone.
Yes.
It's the HRV Hour.
Happy Pride.
So we're going to just go through some, because there's a organisation called CGR, which is Change, Grow, Live, which is a Brighton-based organisation, and they are a drug and alcohol recovery service, aren't they, David?
Yes, they are.
So what does that look like?
Yeah, it looks ready to me, as if I need it. Well, no, I have used CGL services, and I can vouch they are very good. So Gary Smith, who has been on the show a couple of times, he's the LGBT team leader. There's
counselor,
more than one of him. There's part of a team.
Yeah.
And so they work in helping people with their drug and alcohol problems. And back in the day, Gary was my worker. They, if you would like information about drug and alcohol issues, and especially around Pride as well, mm-hmm. you can email them on brighton.info@cgl.org.uk. And they also have a website. Just go to www.cgl.org.uk. CGL means change, grow, live. Because it's, you know, we make mistakes.
It's so important.
Learn from them, grow and live.
Yes.
So safety. So that if you look at the Brighton Pride website, that's brightonpride.org. There is information about safety on there. There are statements from the police about, obviously, with things happening around the world, be aware of sort of unattended bags and things like that. Mm-hmm. They put the concrete barriers up for crowd safety. Obviously, if you are out with friends, you know, and you lose touch with those friends, you know, arrange a sort of a meeting place that you sort of meet every hour or every odd hour, or if you don't see them one time, meet up with them next.
Yeah.
If it's going to be a really hot weather, which I think it might be, then, you know, obviously sunscreen and plenty of fluids of the non-alcoholic kind to keep hydrated and keep out the sun.
Look
after yourselves.
Yeah, it's just this thing about, it's a fun day and a fun weekend. And then you can get like a bit lost in.
Yeah.
Some people don't always have a. It's, Pride brings up a lot of issues sometimes for people, doesn't it? It's a great day and a great weekend, but it also can be a bit of a trigger for people.
For some people,
Do you know? I mean, what's that been with you two?
So in the past, I mean, I've had a very merry time in the past. I've also, to my shame, I have been a Pride casualty. Where I just overdid things too much and needed medical attention.
Yeah.
And that was a big wake-up call, and I've behaved myself ever since. And so I am speaking from experience and saying, you know, have a ball, but, you know,
be
look
mindful.
After yourself. So
be
mindful. Yeah.
Self-caring.
Yeah.
97.2 FM. Radio Reverb.
THT, Terence Higgins Trust, which is a national charity, down to smaller independent community groups like More to Me Than HIV. And it's great that Pride it includes those organisations in it. So I used to be a volunteer at the Sussex Beacon, and the Sussex Beacon appears in the parade floats.
Yes,
it doesn't actually have a float because it wouldn't be seen to be fair to spend a lot of money on a bus and an expensive extravagance of that. They have a walking parade. They're just a walking presence in the parade. But it's been lovely year on year. The last 2 years I've watched the parade go by outside the pavilion, and the Sussex Beacon sort of contingent of the parade always gets a great big cheer.
Yeah.
I think Terence Tiggins Trust have a presence there as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, sometimes you can get corporate sponsorship for floats and things, but the Sussex Beacon is quite a small charity. But also within the sort of Pride Village itself, we've got people like Lunch Positive, so Gary Pargeter and his team. Use a present at the.
They're going to be in the park, aren't they?
They're going to be in the park. Thank you. That's what I was
I'm trying.
For.
I'm doing my.
You're winding me up.
I'm doing the thing.
So they are doing this. So here, how about this, folks? That you can have a 6 ounce burger or barbecue veggie balls. That's what it says on the flyer.
Okay.
On flatbread for just £8. Which, if you think about the summer concessionaries' food store prices, in the.
Where's that going to be?
That's pretty bargain. So they will be in the Chalet Cafe.
Oh, it's in the middle of the park, isn't it?
Right bang in the middle of the park, we have a presence of an HIV charity. So, you know, if you're feeling peckish, we've all eaten at Lunch Positive. I can recommend the food there.
Yeah.
And every penny from the food sold at Pride will go to the charity and supports our community. Not only that, but a proportion of every ticket sold for Pride... it goes towards the Rainbow Fund.
Oh.
And the Rainbow Fund
funds
us.
Yep.
So, yeah. So spend away. Yes. We need it.
So I was just thinking about my best pride and what's have you got one, Stephen? One of the best prides you did?
I think my best pride was the first pride that I ever marched in London. So I marched with Terence Higgins Trust about four years ago. And as you said, David, you know, we came round at one part of the route, and people just lost it when they saw the THT flags and things like that. And it made me so proud, you know, because I was like, wow, I'm out. I'm walking with Terence Higgins Trust. I'm proud about, again, as you said, proud about my status, you know, I just felt very, very proud. So I think that was probably my best pride, you know.
I don't know. I think because I DJ in the park for years. I think the first time I went in the Bears tent, that was a brilliant, because it was a massive tent, and I don't know, everyone was up for it, and it was. The people would, around the poles doing that.
Yeah,
pole dancing.
It was just a really brilliant atmosphere.
Were you DJing in that tent?
It was quite, 2012, I think, or 2012, something like that.
That must be such a buzz as a DJ, being feeling good. Not responsible, but your people are dancing to your music. They're dancing to your tunes, aren't they?
I've done it a few times in the park, and so it's always a good. I always kind of go a bit mad as well, so I'll do my set and I'll disappear after that because I'm not so excited. And I get quite nervous as well. So people, if you saw me on that before I did any kind of DJing like that, and somebody to speak to me, I'd be a bit snappy because I'm nervous.
Stage fright again.
As soon as I finished it, I'd be like, I'd be released. Yeah. And people won't see me for ages and go off somewhere. So it's learning.
So where do you go off to?
That's
for the after hours show.
Well, you know, I just wander off and be like,
oh, I'll go to the market. The market in Pride. And
I think I went to one of those
and things.
Do you know the big fire?
Oh, the pirate ship.
Oh, I love that. I remember meeting up with a guy, and I went on there. I was on there. I think, what the hell am I doing? What am I on this for? Do you know the thing that goes right? But you live and learn.
You do.
It's a great thing. I think Brighton's, it's got a great atmosphere, hasn't it? And it's very popular, isn't it?
Good. Well, you're a very popular DJ, because you are DJing.
Should we do that when we come back after the next
more suspense song? From Josh.
Got suspenders in my bag. Got some suspenders in my bag
as well.
God, that's going to be a good evening, isn't it? Yeah, suspenders, lemons, and maracas.
Yes, maracas and suspenders.
Anyway, this is Fly Away by Michael Gray, and a great song this is actually. If you put it on. See you on the other side.
Great song. That was, that's
funky, really, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. It makes you proud. It's a real sing along, sort of clap your hands and thing.
Yes, and swish yourself around.
In fact, we were saying it's something we could imagine.
We're swishing Stephen around.
Stephen and Nice Choir singing. It's always got sort of gospel.
Good vibe,
too,
good, upbeat.
Yeah. So, anyway, welcome back to the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb. com 97.2 FM in the Brighton Hove area and on DAB Plus Radio. You can check out our website at www.hivhour.org.uk.
We're coming to the end of the show now, aren't we?
So we are.
It's our Pride show.
Come and gone again. So, you've just got a little bit of business.
So, we've got a little fundraiser, which is happening on the 11th of August. And this is a fundraiser for the Sussex Beacon charity. And the Sussex Beacon was very fortunate to have Miss Jason as one of their patrons, who we reported on her untimely death recently. But there's a raffle event that you can win a framed piece of Miss Jason, a framed picture of Miss Jason, I think it meant to say, by local photographer Simon Pepper, who was the official photographer for the Zero HIV Stigma Day.
Yes,
so you can see his photographs on the Martin Fisher Foundation website if you want to know what his photographs are like. And actually, on the flyer that I'm looking at, I can actually see the framed picture of Miss Jason, which is he's wearing a lovely blue sparkly outfit. And so the raffle is £5 a strip, and tickets will be sold in the gallery, which is the Brighton Box Gallery in 21 Duke's Lane, Brighton. And the raffle will be drawn on Sunday, the 11th of August, at the Grosvenor Bar at 9 p.m. And the Grosvenor Bar is in 9 Western Street.
Yes, that's Hove. Down.
So
Medford,
yes,
isn't it,
yeah, just area. Opposite a couple of gay bars in that area.
Yeah.
Opposite the other one. I can't remember.
The Bedford Tavern.
Bedford Tavern. Another that's it.
The other one. That used to be.
I drive past it twice a week. I
that used
know.
To be where the Beacon was, where before the Revenge opened.
The Beacon Royal.
Hotel,
that was just
yeah.
the
and then we had the Oriental.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was amazing. That
back
was.
In the day.
I know the '90s. Early 90s. God, yeah. I could go. Oh, that was so awesome. Just the Beacon Royal was just brilliant.
Yeah, I looked down the bar.
And it was
there.
On Sunday, it was up until 12.
I know. I just have so lock-ins, didn't they?
Oh, upstairs, yeah. And, if you got invited upstairs.
The police were quite happy as long as we were all there because they knew we were safe behind the bars.
Behind the bars.
Left us to get onto our own devices.
Yes.
So, have we got a pride message? What's your message, Joss? What's your...
Well, can we, you go first.
Okay, okay. I've obviously been thinking about this. I just... I'm not going to be here, unfortunately, but I will be... supporting everybody from London, but I think it's just about having fun.
Yeah.
But I always think it's important to keep an element of why we're doing this and why we're marching and why we're in a parade, because we still have so much work to do. So it's about having fun, being safe, but remembering that, you know, on the flip side of the fun, you know, we still have a lot of work to do and a lot of rights that we don't have. So yeah, just be proud.
Yes.
That's my be proud.
I think you've said what I was going to say.
Ah, well.
That's me then for the last word, is it?
Yeah, you've only got a couple of minutes.
Okay. I've only got a couple of minutes. Well, that's never enough time
just
for me, is
edited,
it, Mr. Waffle?
Edited.
No, I'm just going to say, in Pride's gone by, I've spent lots of Pride running around trying to meet everybody that I wanted to meet, but the crowds are just too big. I mean, one of the things to be proud about is how big Brighton Pride has become from what was like a small community village, almost a village fate to the big multi-million pound event that it is now today. So be, obviously, you know, as far as you can, be with the people that you want to be with. Tell them that you love them. And show people the love that we have for each other and how it's a human right. And
absolutely.
That is something to be proud of.
Yes, and again, I would have said the same thing.
Yes, exactly. Well done.
So we have got a couple more minutes for the end. So we're just, so you're, I was going to say, you're good luck with your show.
Thank you.
Just mention it quickly.
Yeah, so Shadow Dreamer is kicking off on the 2nd of September in Plymouth. I've got a few more dates in the diary for Margate and... Cumbria, so it's exciting. It's starting to happen now. So I'm currently we finished the rewrite of the script last week, and I'm currently starting rehearsals now. So for the next month, that's going to be me. It's going to be all about rehearsals, but it's exciting. It's scary, but very exciting. So hopefully, I'll be at a place near you. If you're interested, then please, you know, get in touch with us here, and I can come and do the show for you as well.
Yeah. Back on the road again. Exactly.
Back on the road, yeah.
Wow.
Did you do a song?
When was the last time you were on the road with it?
14 years ago.
14 years.
14
really?
Years ago, David. So it's insane that, you know, but it just, it reminds me of how important our stories are and how necessary they are, you know, because I thought it's done what it was meant to do, but no, it still has more to do.
Yeah.
So it's a bit mind-blowing
for me. So back by popular demand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like,
command performance.
Just 14 years older now. I'm like, oh.
Well, it'd be interesting to know how it is now and how when you did it then. Actually.
Yeah. Well, that was interesting about the rewrite, you know, Josh, because it was looking at where I was 14 years ago to where I was now. So the ending has changed slightly, but no other major changes. So.
Okay. Good. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I've just got to do, sorry, because we're coming, I'm just going to push, because on Saturday's our Pride Reverb show with me and the lovely Geoffrey Bowden. So we're going to be doing a live show between 10 and 1 on the Saturday. We've got a lot of interviews and some good music, and just get everyone's going.
Marvellous.
Also, can I plug my DJing? Is that all right?
Of course.
Is
this
worth it?
Get in there.
Please do.
If I can remember. So, at the Almanac, and we've got the guys from the Almanac, which is like it's out of town a bit, so it's kind of a hidden gem on the Saturday, which is it's such a good.
So it's just outside the gay village of cordoned off area. So it's in Kemp Town, just on the edge of the gay village, but not in the street party area.
No, it's by the hospital. So it's the St George Street. So that's in the afternoon. It goes on till late on at night, and it's such a good thing. So I'm DJing there between 3 and 4 with my mate Kevin, doing a little double act.
DJ Kevin Josh. Yeah, lovely.
And then Sunday on the street party, I'm on the DJing on the street between 7 and 8, and then into the Bulldog until close on Sunday. So, there's the Block as well on the Friday nights.
Right.
Which is like a friend of mine does a boat in the marina on the Friday, and then the after party's at the Block on St James Street.
So you're going to be busy.
Yes, yeah. Which is good. I mean, you know, you forget sometimes that I do like hiding away sometimes, but then you just have to come out and bloom,
sparkle,
blossom,
be proud,
bloom, blossom,
be shiny.
There you go. That's my friend. Be shiny. Bloom, blossom. I think it's time to go.
Time to go.
It's not called you petal. Blossom, petal? No, never mind.
Thanks for the listeners. We do apologise for the listeners.
That's silliness.
Happy Pride. Happy Pride, everyone. Great Pride. And we'll see you after the big weekend, won't we?
Cheerio.
So we'll finish with Release Me by Agnes.
Bye.
Happy Pride.
HIV Hour is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.